News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
I wouldn't exactly call it a cold wave or anything, but a little bit drier air in the mix today. Details with Dr. Bill coming up. 72 right now. Let's check traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Moffitt East I-65 Service Road. The lights aren't working, so they've got that in flash mode. Be careful through there. Really light traffic, those who are traveling in that area, and also to the 1065 split. For now, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers have told us no wrecks in the roadways. Stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel in Point Clear, and you'll get the lowest rate of the summer. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms, the spa, the new splash, and activities lot. Get the details at grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey, Mr. World here in my old middle school gymnasium. I'm just trying to avoid eyeglasses enemy number one, dodgeballs. It's a good thing Eyeglass World has that back-to-school deal where your kids can get more durable lenses for free. Yeah, take that, dodgeball.
Get two pairs of glasses for $78 and a free upgrade to more durable polycarbonate lenses for kids 13 and under at Eyeglass World, the world's best way to buy glasses. See a store associate for details.
This is a great time of the year for food, fun, and entertaining. If you're planning a wedding, after rehearsal, or corporate event, well, you need to call Naaman's Catering. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we have been serving the Gulf Coast for over 25 years with great food and unsurpassed service. So if you're planning a special event or just a good old backyard social, don't stress out. Just call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900 or look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com. Give us a like on Facebook and go Jags!
Right, 608 FM Talk 106.5, and you're listening to the mother of all morning shows, the likes of which few have ever listened to before. Is that, you like that opening?
Yeah, that sounded, was that all caps?
Yeah, it was in all caps.
Great.
And Times New Roman font and all caps there. Whatever the default Twitter font is.
Well, which, it sounds like you kept it under 280 characters.
That very much so. You're listening to the mother of all morning shows, the likes of which few have ever listened to before. I think that's pretty good. Tweet from the president this morning, like Dalton said, in all caps, which I don't, you know, it's like bad internet etiquette or email etiquette to do all caps, because that's supposedly shouting, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I can't read it any other way.
Well, people used to get very upset about that, and I would say, because I find the whole thing on either side of these arguments silly, but I'd say, well, just read it in a quiet voice. Like, now, I am, you know, it's weird because it stands out in all caps, but people say, yeah, that means shouting. I said, it means shouting, but you don't have to hear it shouting. You could hear it very quietly.
Yeah, take it however you want. I mean, it could just be a shouting whisper.
Right. So the tweet from President Trump this morning to Iranian President Rouhani, never, ever threaten the United States again, or you will suffer consequences the likes of which few throughout history have ever suffered before. We are no longer a country that will stand for your demented words of violence and death. Be cautious. All right. So that is the shot across the bow there this morning, as the threat has gone out. Here's how it goes down. President Trump warning last night about the Iranians, and if they continue with their threats to the U.S., the country would suffer unspecified consequences. In the tweet we just read, the president writes not to threaten the U.S. The rest of this president's message comes after Rouhani issued his own warning to the United States earlier on Sunday. So understand, the president is responding to Rouhani. Said America, this is from Rouhani, America should know that peace with Iran is the mother of all peace. You know, I mean, why do I feel like we're watching the movie 300? Yeah, like with the at that time the Persian Empire and the
Xerxes.
Exactly, with an X. Now, America should know that the peace with Iran is the mother of all peace, and war with Iran is the mother of all wars. That tweet also came shortly after the President's Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, delivered remarks on Iran at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library and Museum on Sunday evening. During his address, Pompeo compared Iran's leaders to the mafia while also declaring U.S. support for the people of Iran, especially protesters who have taken to the streets recently in opposition to the current regime. You know, last time that happened, the Green Revolution, we didn't exactly stand up with those people.
No, and Iran has actually now responded to Trump's newest tweets, I'm sure they feel this is the best way to get under his skin, and that this is the best reaction in order to win this exchange. But I guess within the last hour or so, Iran's state-owned news agency, the IRNA, they dismissed President Trump's tweet. They called it a passive reaction to Rouhani's remarks. So somebody there that's studying the exchange, all of other Trump's other exchanges, decided that calling it a passive reaction would be the best way to counter.
So it's nana nana boo boo.
That's basically
coming out of Tehran this morning. And can you one more time tell me the acronym for their state news agency?
Yes, IRNA. Very close to...
Why wouldn't they just make it IRAN while they're...
All you have to do is change one word.
While they're at it, just an idea. All right, 612 FM Talk 106.5. Kelly Finley will join us later on in the week. She's out for a couple days. We'll join with Dr. Bill in just a little bit. That hailstone from Andalusia, you see that, Joker?
Yeah, man.
Magnum-sized hail in the northern parts of our listening area yesterday. We'll get into details with Dr. Bill and take a look at the tropics. That's coming up. Plus sports with Dalton, where we talk about Tiger, almost coming up next.
Attention Mobile, announcing a one-day sale Saturday, August 4th of the best Mobile Bay waterfront opportunities in a decade. The final phase of a successful Mobile Bay community just 10 minutes from downtown stalled during the recession. It's time to sell at below the market prices. Saturday, August 4th only, $10,000 off all dockable waterfront home sites with direct access to Mobile Bay and the Gulf of Mexico. $5,000 off all water access home sites with free covered boat slips. Some examples, direct bay access with covered boat slips was $19,900, now $14,900. 2 acres dockable waterfront with covered boat slips was $44,900, now $34,900. Buy on Mobile Bay in a prime location with spectacular boating and fishing for 50 cents on the dollar or less. Direct bay access, $14,900. Dockable waterfront, $34,900. Call or click 877-BIGVIEW.com for an early appointment. That's 877-BIGVIEW, 877-244-8439.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Two people are dead in a small town in Washington County after the sheriff department says a husband killed his wife and then himself. The Washington County Sheriff says Gary Sullivan, a former coach at Millry High School, shot and killed his wife, Mel Ann, and then turned the gun on himself. It happened around 8 o'clock yesterday morning at the couple's home. Sheriff's investigators say they don't yet know what prompted the shooting. The Coast Guard will pull the duck boat that sank Thursday night in Branson, Missouri from the water this morning. 17 people died, including 9 members of the Coleman family from Indianapolis.
If I was able to get a life jacket, I could have saved my babies because they could have at least floated up to the top.
Divers worked 80 feet underwater to retrieve the black box over the weekend. The National Transportation Safety Board wants to know what the captain, who was among the dead, knew about the forecasted weather. The 2018 Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo was in the books over the weekend. There were a lot of catches, including 28-pound barracudas, 44-pound king mackerel, and a nearly 26-pound red snapper. In all, more than $1 million in prizes was awarded on Sunday. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News.
Welcome to Professional Collision. How can I...
So my baby here's got dings all over the place, and I need her to look real good, like real good. You know what I'm saying? Like real good. And I need her before this weekend, and I'm not made of money. And are you listening to me?
It's okay, sir. We got this.
From the moment you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. Our certified expert technicians will be completely transparent through the whole repair process and will never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations along the Gulf Coast. Visit us online to find out more.
The enemy is everywhere. The fight is never ending, and yet you must continue the battle against dirt. Now there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems, tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord, Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, quarter after six here on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo over the weekend. Now, I'm going to pass my mic over here. Sean Sullivan down on Dolphin Island. You were there on Thursday night for the Liars Contest. Friday, Midday Mobile live from Dolphin Island. So what happened over the weekend?
People went fishing.
Oh, cool.
and it was rough. It was a great rodeo for turnout, entertainment, a lot of fun. The fish lines, some categories, all right. But I'll say for the offshore fishing, it's been better in the past just because the fact it was so very rough offshore.
Yeah.
And
Dr. Bill told us that was going to happen.
And it was, heck, it was rough inshore. It was like running around from the backside of the island to the rodeo site sometimes was like the deadliest catch. But I'll give you some of the numbers here and some of the big fish. In African Pompano, Adam Coleman at 22.24 pounds. Barracuda, that would be the greater Barracuda, not the lesser. The lesser has an issue. But the greater Barracuda, 27.98 pounds. That's Donnie Connor III. Black drum, Charlie Jackson. Wow, that's a heck of a black drum. Inshore fish, 49.75.
Ooh.
Blackfin tuna, pretty good. 22.24 pounds for Melvin Dunn. Blackfish, Harrison Jordan. What's up, Harrison? 23.75. Blue runner, which we call hardtails. That's pretty huge. 7.24 pounds. Big bluefish was 4 pounds. Hunter Avery. Bonita, Larry Dean, 18.6 pounds. Jack Cavalia, 35.81 pounds. That is a monster. David Driscoll. Now, you go into the offshore categories, and this is where I'm saying there's, and blackfin tuna and a couple of those were offshore, but dolphin, no, y'all, not like flipper, like the fish, like mahi-mahi. Stephen Laurentine, a respectable 24.31 pounds. Also, the snapper, you know, the last week in the snapper season, let's see, last week it ended last night, 25.66 pound red snapper for Wyatt Anderson, number one. And we'll go through some of the other numbers, but it wasn't bad, some decent fish, but not the numbers of big fish coming in, because I think a lot of people by Saturday evening said, yeah, no, it's too rough out there.
Yeah, I saw some boats coming in my neighborhood Saturday evening, and I was like, wow, looks like maybe they're calling it, not heading back out on Sunday.
So, but it was the turnout was great. A lot of people there. We were there through the cannon shot last night. Tell you what, we'll try to get the pictures up on our website and Facebook page, but I've got, if you'll go to my Twitter feed, at FM Talk 106.5, not only do I have pictures from out throughout the weekend, I have an action shot of them actually throwing Lou, the president, into the water, which is the official end of the rodeo. So an action shot of what it looks like to have a full-grown man pitched into the drink. It's on the Twitter feed at FM Talk 106.5.
That's awesome. All right, thank you for that update, Sean. On this day, 18 years ago, Tiger Woods became the youngest player to complete a career Grand Slam. That's when he won the British Open at the age of 24. Well, yesterday, in the final round of this year's Open Championship at Carnoustie, Woods was once again in the mix, and he even held the lead after 10 holes yesterday. But a double bogey on 11 and another bogey on 12 pushed Tiger from the top of the leaderboard, put him too far behind to mount a comeback. Instead, his final day playing partner Francesco Molinari shot 2-under on Sunday to win his first major championship. Molinari finished with a final score of 8-under par, became the first Italian to win a men's major golf championship.
It's amazing to stand here with the Claret Jug. I knew I was coming in with some good golf. To go the weekend bogey free, it's unthinkable, to be honest.
Seven players had a share of the lead at some point on Sunday, and six were still tied on the back nine. But Molinari played bogey free, as he just mentioned, for the final 37 holes of the tournament.
Wow.
He held it together as everyone else fell apart. Rory McIlroy, Kevin Kisner, Justin Rose, and Xander Schauffele finished tied for second at 6-under par. In NASCAR, Kevin Harvick took home the checkered flag for the sixth time this season at the Foxwoods Resort Casino 301 in New Hampshire. Harvick bumped Kyle Busch and kept bumping him until he was able to pass him with seven laps to go. Busch finished in second, followed by Eric Almirola in third, Martin Truex Jr. in fourth, and Chase Elliott in fifth. And in some sad NFL news, Minnesota Vikings announced that offensive line coach Tony Sparano died unexpectedly early Sunday morning. He was 56 years old. Chris Mortensen of ESPN reported that Sperano complained about chest pains and went to the hospital on Thursday, but was released Friday after testing. Mortensen added that Sperano was about to leave for church on Sunday when he was found unconscious and could not be revived. Sperano began his coaching career in 1999, served as an assistant for several teams before he became the Miami Dolphins head coach in 2008. He coached them for 4 years, leading them to a playoff appearance, and was hired by the Vikings as the offensive line coach in 2016. 621 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
War Eagle 2018 is sure to be exciting for the Auburn Tigers. Hi, this is Rod Bramlett, voice of the Tigers, inviting you and your business to be a part of this season's Auburn excitement. An Auburn Sports Partnership will let all Auburn and SEC fans know about your business and show support for the Tigers. Call Director of Sales Bill Roth for full details at 251-344-1065 extension 15, or just email bill at fmtalk1065.com. Auburn football starts soon, so get on board on your exclusive home for the Auburn Tigers in Mobile. FM Talk 106.5.
When you need home, auto, or business insurance, do it with Truett. Truett Insurance and Bonding is an independent agent representing many different insurance companies. That means more options to best fit your situation. At the intersection of Friendship and County Road 64 in Daphne, call Truett Insurance and Bonding at 625-2600. That's 625-2600. Or go to truettinsurance.com for more information. So, for all your insurance needs, remember Truett Insurance and Bonding, and do it with Truett today.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Did you know you may be at risk of vision loss even if you're not experiencing physical symptoms? Heritage for the Blind recommends you prevent blindness by scheduling a vision screening today.
If you own an old or unwanted car, donate it today to Heritage for the Blind. Just call 1-800-715-2203. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized nonprofit organization that helps promote eye health and aids the blind and visually impaired. They accept cars, vans, and trucks. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not, it will be towed away for free. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll get a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-715-2203. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Call now, 1-800-715-2203. That's 1-800-715-2203.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. They've got the lights out at Moffitt East I-65 Service Road. Other than that, it's been a really good start so far. No problems across the Bayway, Daphne, and Spanish Fort. It looks good on I-10 all the way to Malbus and Loxley. And for now, we're accident-free. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value, and out-the-door pricing in just 30 minutes or less with no cost to your 25,000-mile maintenance. SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 625 FM Talk 106.5. 72 now. It feels a little cooler, at least drier out there this morning.
I'll take whatever God wants to give us. That's any kind of relief, please.
It's a little bit better, as we'll find out from Dr. Bill why, but I think it probably has something to do with what happened yesterday with that big line of thunderstorms. It really affected areas north of town and also dropped some very big hail. See the story about this piece of hail outside of Andalusia. The story up on MyNBC 15 said Renee Hudson managed to find this monster, a softball-sized hailstone, 3.5 inches in diameter. This thing is, it's one of the, has all the spikiness to it, and it's kind of a weird shape. If that baby hits you, you're out.
Lights out, for sure.
Lights out, I think.
I feel like worse could happen. I mean, because that thing's falling through the atmosphere.
Yeah, it's, and then also they said that's the big one, but they saw lots of ping pong ball-sized hail. Wow. We'll get more from Dr. Bill in just about 10 minutes on that.
And yesterday, as those storm alerts kept, because I was watching the Open Championship right around this, and NBC 15, it kept, you know, they kept having the warning sign go off every few minutes.
Which probably makes their phones ring when people go, man, dang storm warning's getting in the way of the
It had to have, because Cassie Fambro, one of the friends of the station, she works at NBC 15, and I noticed that she tweeted yesterday, actually, those alerts are important. Please quit complaining. Something along those lines, where they were getting a lot of complaints at NBC.
Well, this has happened over time. This is one of those deals where they'll need to put the same way, y'all, when we have a severe thunderstorm warning or flash flood warning or tornado warning, something like, or you know, those things pop up, it takes over the station.
Mm-hmm.
There's a EAS feature that takes over, like it preempts us whether we want it to or not. Amber alerts, same thing. Well, they're compelled as a broadcast station, just like we're broadcast, they got to pass that information along. It's the right thing to do also, and we are compelled, because you could get fined if you don't, to pass that information along. So they're doing it, but I know every time there's a sporting event, it's like, oh no.
Oh yeah.
The so-and-so golfers lost inside the Doppler. The Doppler radar's covered up so-and-so's head.
Yeah, and at least they weren't cutting into the programming to have meteorologist on. It was just at the bottom of the screen, but I can imagine the complaints were still a little bit annoying.
Big time. 627 FM Talk 106.5. Hey, heads up, you get a chance to go to the original Oyster House sometime soon for dinner. Check out either location, get yourself a great dinner, and while you're there, take a picture of the sunset. I'm thinking if you're in Mobile, if you're going to the Causeway location, looking back over towards Mobile with the city framed with that sunset, that would be really nice. And then, of course, Little Lagoon, looking west of the original Oyster House in Gulf Shores. Either way, snap the sunset picture and then post it to facebook.com/originaloysterhouse with the hashtag OOH sunset. Why, you ask? Huh, funny, I'm here to deliver you the answer. Because right now they've got their spectacular sunset contest going on from now through the end of August. They'll be taking those postings of pictures, and the winner wins dinner for two, $50 value plus other great prizes like a tote bag full of goodies from the original Oyster House. What you do, once again, take the picture, post it to the Facebook page of the original Oyster House, hashtag OOH sunset. And when you do, make sure your friends know that it's there so they can like it and share it and get more activity. Probably will help you possibly get across the finish line and win this baby. More details at originaloysterhouse.com, but you do your part. Go eat dinner, take a picture of the sunset, either location of the original Oyster House. All right, Dr. Bill, up next.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Two people are dead and others seriously hurt following a boat crash in Baldwin County. That crash happened on the causeway Sunday. Stephen Angle posted bond and was released last night. Authorities say a boat operated by Angle slammed into a bridge pylon along the causeway near the Mid-Bay exit. Angle was charged with boating under the influence. Officials with ALEA say Angle had three people on board with him. Two were killed, one seriously hurt. One of the victims was identified as 60-year-old Bobby Darrell Lambert. A Pensacola teenager drowned just off the coast of Crab Island in Florida. The Okaloosa County Sheriff's dive team recovered the body of 18-year-old Zion Foster Sunday. The Sheriff's Department says Foster got caught in the current Saturday night, couldn't get back to his boat. Two others were injured and treated at hospitals after trying to rescue Foster. A man wanted for allegedly kidnapping a woman for 3 days is on the run on the Gulf Coast. The Jackson County Sheriff's Office says 52-year-old Paul Heathcoe kidnapped and assaulted his girlfriend at his home. The victim escaped Saturday morning. Heathcoe is charged with kidnapping, domestic violence, and assault. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
If you have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell, let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
business people want to stay in the loop of things when it comes to permits, deeds, bankruptcies, and which companies have purchased business licenses. That's why so many subscribe to the Mobile Record. If this public information is of interest to you, at the click of a mouse on a one-stop site, you should sign up today. To learn more about the Mobile Record and the services it offers, visit our website, themobilerecord.com, or email us at publicrecords@themobilerecord.com. If you're not subscribing, chances are your competition is.
This is an Alabama legacy moment.
Birmingham, Alabama native Fannie Flagg, who is best known for her novel Fried Green Tomatoes, had a long career as an actress and comedian before dedicating herself to writing. Published in 1987, Fried Green Tomatoes, a story of racial and gender inequalities told through the unlikely but strong bonds of its female characters, resonated with audiences. The novel stayed on the New York Times bestseller list for 36 weeks and was adapted into a critically acclaimed movie.
Sponsored by the Alabama Bicentennial Commission, the ABA, and this station.
President Trump launched a midnight tweet straight at Iranian President Hassan Rouhani, warning him in all caps never to threaten the United States or, quote, you will suffer consequences the likes of which few throughout history have ever suffered before. Trump adding the U.S. will no longer stand for what he called Rouhani's demented words of violence and death. At the White House, Abby Phillip on what fired up the president.
Rouhani said this, Mr. Trump, don't play with the lion's tail. This would only lead to regret. America should know that peace with Iran is the mother of all peace and war with Iran is the mother of all wars. You are not in a position to incite the Iranian nation against Iran's security and interests.
Meanwhile, a new report says North Korea wants the U.S. to agree to a peace treaty before they will talk anymore about denuclearization. In Toronto, a gunman and a young woman are dead, 13 people wounded after a mass shooting last night that police have not ruled out as a terror attack. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your Money Now, brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The deteriorating health of Sergio Marchionne forced Fiat Chrysler to replace him as CEO this weekend. A sudden change at the company dealing with a rapidly evolving industry and a global trade dispute. Fiat didn't specify the nature of Marchionne's illness, but said earlier this month he had an operation on his right shoulder. According to the Wall Street Journal, company officials have said privately that he's been absent from his day-to-day role at the company for weeks. Fiat shares are down more than 4% in European trading. Theranos has settled a suit filed by investors who had alleged they were defrauded by the blood testing firm. The pact ends a civil case brought by a former Silicon Valley investment banker and other plaintiffs who made indirect investments in Theranos. They allege that Theranos made false and misleading statements about its technology. The company previously reached costly settlements with a major investor and its former retail partner Walgreens and settled civil fraud allegations by the SEC in March without admitting or denying wrongdoing. On Wall Street, futures are lower. And that's Your Money Now.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI. Because not everybody experiences EPI the same way. Which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable. So don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com. Complete the symptom checker and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
The world has changed. Where you get your financial advice should too. As you look to protect and grow your wealth in this uncertain market, the right partnership can give you one of the most powerful tools in investing today. Confidence. Let your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance.
Advice that's backed by the only research in the industry dedicated to helping individual investors like you. So call your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, at 251-510-0748. Because putting the right protection in place today can make a big difference tomorrow. Call Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. That's 510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 1065. And good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, you were talking about this on Thursday and on Friday, a mix of conditions, because right now I notice a little bit drier outside. It was also rough as all get out offshore Saturday evening and yesterday, and there was also a lot of big thunderstorms producing hail. I've got a picture, Dr. Bill, out of Andalusia of a hailstone, kind of, you know, funky shaped, but roughly 3.5 inches in diameter. That looks like a monster to me.
That's very large for hailstone down in this area of the country. I commonly see that out in the Midwest, but on the Great Plains. But, yeah, what a weekend as far as heat is concerned. One of the most remarkable things was Saturday, which was a very uncomfortable day. Of course, the whole weekend was. But on Saturday at Berkeley Base Airport, they had a temperature at 4 o'clock in the afternoon of 96, a dew point of 82, and that produced a heat index of 120.
What?
120.
Is that a record? Is that some sort of record?
Well, I'm not sure about that, but the 120 was extraordinary. And at the same time, out at Mobile Airport, they had a 112 heat index, and that was Saturday afternoon. That was just brutal. But we reached 96 again yesterday. The heat index was still quite high, getting up around 110 to 111, and not quite as high at Berkeley, but still it was well over 110. A cold front, really a dry front, has moved into the area. It is now just located offshore, and that's going to give us lower humidity today and not quite as hot temperatures, generally around 92, 93 degrees. But the humidity will be a bit lower. And if you were to head east today on Interstate 10, when you get over into the Florida Panhandle, particularly the eastern Panhandle, the front is right there over that area, and thus they're going to see showers and thunderstorms to the east of us. As for our area, there's a chance of a few thunderstorms developing this afternoon, but again, lower humidity, high temperature in the low 90s. Tonight, we'll see temperatures in the lower 70s with a slight chance of a thunderstorm. And then tomorrow, another day with the humidity a little bit lower. It'll be mostly sunny, isolated afternoon thunderstorms, and highs in the low 90s. And then for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and even Saturday, mostly sunny, slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, and high temperatures will be in the lower 90s. So the intensity of the heat will drop off, but it brings temperatures back to normal. And, of course, the normal high right now is about 91.
All right, Dr. Bill, what about the tropics? What are you watching there?
Boy, so far we're doing really good. It's quiet across the Gulf and the Caribbean. There's some thunderstorm development out in the eastern Atlantic, but so far we're not seeing any formation out in that area. So all in all, it's quiet across the tropics.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Check it in on a Monday morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Norwig. Kelly's out for a couple days. Be back with us later on this week. I tell you what, so we'll check traffic because I have a story that combines both the hot temperatures and the roadways.
Okay.
Coming up, all right?
I'm interested.
All right, yeah. Wait till you hear what a guy trying to use as an excuse for speeding. Coming up next. Let's check in with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. So far, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers have told us a couple accidents we've had have been moved out of the roadways. Now, we still have issues with the lights acting up in Moffitt, the East I-65 Service Road North. They're in flash mode, so be careful through there. Officers and power company are on the scene. Enjoy a West Coast wine pairing dinner at the Trellis Room inside the Battle House Hotel. They've teamed up with United Johnson Brothers for a 4-course 5 wine pairing dinner featuring wines from the Justin Winery in California. Call 338-5441 for reservations. And I'm Kane with your At the Talk 106.5 traffic.
War Eagle, 2018 is sure to be exciting for the Auburn Tigers. Hi, this is Rod Bramlett, voice of the Tigers, inviting you and your business to be a part of this season's Auburn excitement. An Auburn Sports Partnership will let all Auburn and SEC fans know about your business and show support for the Tigers. Call Director of Sales Bill Roth for full details at 251-344-1065, extension 15, or just email bill at fmtalk1065.com. Auburn football starts soon, so get on board on your exclusive home for the Auburn Tigers in Mobile, FM Talk 106.5.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on fmtalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama. Alabama. All right, 641 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here. Dr. Bill will check back in with us soon. Get an update. Also, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, your chance to turn up your voice at 343-0106. 343-0106. And by the way, another congratulations to Santa Crenshaw from Robertsdale. Won the grand prize in our Summer Better Than Others contest. She got the qualifying prize and registered at Old Time Feed in Fairhope, and she won the whole kit and caboodle last week.
Yeah, and speaking of Old Time Feed, you know, we're gathering the things to give to Sandra this
look
week.
Look at those things.
The Adirondack chairs made their way into the studio at the end of last week. These are like,
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Uh-huh. Okay.
But it turns out you could be a lifeguard in these chairs. You could put these out on the beach and see anything that happens within at least half a mile of shore.
Because you and I were thinking the same thing. I hear Adirondack chairs, I think like the low slung, mm-hmm. you know, like the ones that are maybe a foot off the ground, 10 inches off the ground. These babies.
These are monsters.
Yeah, they're awesome. They're gigantic Adirondack chairs, and they look really pretty comfortable. Can we test them out?
Yeah, I've already tested them out, okay. Actually. Fell asleep last week on one of those.
So y'all, those are one of the grouping of prizes Sandra won. So congratulations. Good stuff, and we'll talk more about that coming up later in the week. I mentioned I had a story that blended the world of highway travel mm-hmm. and temperature together. So a guy gets pulled over in Oakland, California last week for doing 99 in a 65.
Yeah, it's a little fast.
99. So the officer said he told the officer when he pulled him over, he said he knew he wasn't going that fast. So maybe the police officer was actually looking at the temperature and not the radar speed.
And how'd that work
out? So the officer walks up, he's got the display there for what he did with radar. Cop said that led to, quote, a awkward silence. Eventually, the guy did give up and signed the citation. For what it's worth, the radar gun does show the temperature on the screen along with the speed, but it was only 80 degrees, not 99.
Oh, that's where his argument fell apart.
Right. He said that was a temperature. And the officer said, no, pretty sure that's the speed. And the other thing is the temperature, which I don't know why you would have temperature displayed on a radar gun.
No, but I did not know that they did that.
But this one does. Hey, we have enough folks in law enforcement listening to the show. Let us know. Does that happen? Do our radar guns here display temperature along with speed? And if so, why? Does it have something to do with calibration or something like that? Huh?
Would have been a great excuse if it had actually worked.
Yeah, it did not work in that guy's case, so you probably shouldn't try it yourself. 644, we'll be right back.
Join African percussionist and storyteller Mackenzie Jabolahan for two shows, Thursday, July 26th at 1 and 2:30 p.m. at the Tobinville Branch Library, 601 Stanton Road. He plays a variety of native African instruments and shares stories to enlighten, encourage, and entertain. Register by calling 438-707-75. Jabolahan is founder of the Universal Childhood Enlightenment Council, chairman of Mobile Kwanzaa Committee, and founder of the RAFA Natural Health Institute.
Dalton Orwig with FM Talk 106.5, and I'm sitting here with Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape. Sid, it's summertime. What are you guys seeing out there?
Well, Dalton, unfortunately, weeds, and more weeds. It's basically raining every day. It's hot. So weeds are outgrowing the grass, and that's what you're seeing. That's what we're seeing. So if you're a homeowner and you put out a weed and feed product in the spring, that's probably worn off by now. So our program, we're putting out a pre-emergent basically every application. That's just keeping weed seeds from germinating. Weed seeds germinate different times throughout the year, and if they break through the pre-emergent, we're getting them with a post-emergent. So we just provide a good program to cover weeds all year long, and we're fighting the good battle right now. I think we're doing a pretty good job.
And how do we get in touch with you to get you come out?
Well, you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com, or you can find us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or you can give us a call, 626-3309.
Thanks, Sid. That's Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Two people are dead in a small town in Washington County after the sheriff department says a husband killed his wife and then himself. The Washington County Sheriff says Gary Sullivan, a former coach at Millry High School, shot and killed his wife, Mel Ann, and then turned the gun on himself. It happened around 8 o'clock yesterday morning at the couple's home. Sheriff's investigators say they don't yet know what prompted the shooting. The Coast Guard will pull the duck boat that sank Thursday night in Branson, Missouri from the water this morning. 17 people died, including 9 members of the Coleman family from Indianapolis.
If I was able to get a life jacket, I could have saved my babies because they could have at least floated up to the top.
Divers worked 80 feet underwater to retrieve the black box over the weekend. The National Transportation Safety Board wants to know what the captain, who was among the dead, knew about the forecasted weather. The 2018 Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo is in the books over the weekend. There were a lot of catches, including 28-pound barracudas, 44-pound king mackerel, and a nearly 26-pound red snapper. In all, more than $1 million in prizes was awarded on Sunday. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Radio. It's nothing new. It's been here all along. With free entertainment, news, sports, music, and information. It's not just part of life. It's a part of who we are. You know which station is going to tell you the score of the game, which one is going to give you a laugh in the morning, which one will give you something to sing along with. You know where to turn when the weather gets rough. When something big happens, good or bad, you know where to go. Because radio has been here all along. Radio is part of your community, woven into the fabric of what makes home, home. And now, radio has evolved to move with you with the next radio app in your FM-enabled phone. Just plug in your headphones to start experiencing radio in a whole new way while using way less battery and data than streaming apps. Check out the live guide to see and interact with live radio stations. Easily find your favorites, like the one you're listening to right now. And as always, it's totally free. Download the next radio app today. Next Radio, live and local, wherever you go.
Good morning, 647 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. On this day 18 years ago, Tiger Woods became the youngest player to complete a career Grand Slam when he won the Open at the age of 24. And yesterday, in the final round of this year's Open Championship at Carnoustie, Woods was once again in the mix. He even held the lead after 10 holes, but a double bogey on 11 and another bogey on 12 pushed Tiger from the top of the leaderboard, put him too far behind to mount a comeback. Instead, his final day playing partner Francesco Molinari shot 2 under par on Sunday to win his first major championship. Molinari finished with a final score of 8 under par and became the first Italian to win a men's major golf championship.
It's amazing to stand here with the Claret Jug. I knew I was coming in with some good golf. To go the weekend bogey free, it's unthinkable, to be honest.
It was a great final round. 7 players had a share of the lead at some point on Sunday, and 6 were still tied on the back 9. But Molinari played bogey free, as he just mentioned, for the final 37 holes of the tournament, and held it together as everyone else fell apart. Rory McIlroy, Kevin Kisner, Justin Rose, and Xander Schauffele finished tied for second at 6 under par. In NASCAR, Kevin Harvick took home the checkered flag for the 6th time this season at the Foxwoods Resort Casino 301 in New Hampshire. Harvick bumped Kyle Busch and kept bumping him until he was able to pass with 7 laps to go. Busch finished in second, followed by Eric Almirola in third, Martin Truex Jr. in fourth, and Chase Elliott in fifth. In some sad NFL news, the Minnesota Vikings announced that offensive line coach Tony Sparano died unexpectedly early Sunday morning at the age of 56. Chris Mortensen of ESPN reported that Sparano complained about chest pains and went to the hospital on Thursday, but was released Friday after testing. Mortensen added that Sparano was about to leave for church on Sunday when he was found unconscious and could not be revived. Sperano began his coaching career back in 1999, served as an assistant for several teams before becoming the Miami Dolphins head coach in 2008. He coached the Dolphins for 4 years, leading them to a playoffs appearance, and was hired as the Vikings offensive line coach in 2016. The Mobile Bay Bears lost to the Chattanooga Lookouts 9-4 on Sunday. Mobile's Brandon Sanger had a home run in the fifth inning, but the Bay Bears weren't able to keep pace with Chattanooga and have now lost 10 games in a row. Tonight, Mobile begins a five-game road series against the Mississippi Braves. First pitch set for 7 p.m. 10 minutes till 7 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. It's summer, and you find radio station contests everywhere. But summer, better than others. FM Talk 106.5 contests are just like our programs. Local.
Hello, Sandra Crenshaw.
This is she.
This is Sean Sullivan over at FM Talk 106.5. We did the drawing here in our Summer Better Than Others prize giveaway with over $5,500 worth of goodies up for grabs. And okay. I'm looking at your name. You won.
I did.
You won the whole thing.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm so excited about that.
You registered at Old Time Feed in Fairhope, right?
I think I did.
That's where we got your name from, Sandra. So
okay.
You won the weekly prize and you won the grand prize. This is $5,500 worth of a grand prize. That Reactor Valkyrie stainless steel men's watch from the Carrot Patch, the Adirondack chairs and table from Old Time Feed and Seed, a catered chicken finger party for you and your friends from Gold Fingers, an inshore fishing charter from Charlie Gray and Gray Gulf Charters, a 2-week 4-seat cart rental from the Cart Doctor, and a Liberty Fat Boy Junior safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Over $5,500 worth of goodies for you.
Okay.
The Summer Better Than Others contest from FM Talk 106.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, still have issues with the lights at Moffitt and East I-65 Service Road North, but beyond that, a great start to the morning. Coming in from the Eastern Shore, Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort, no problems across the Bayway and the Causeway. From DIP to the 65 split all the way out towards Rangeline, it's been a good start to the morning. You know, Market in the Park is back every Saturday till the end of July from 7:30 in the morning till noon in downtown Mobile for your favorite version of a certified Alabama farmer's market. Get details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with the FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thank you, Kane. 652 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean and Dalton. Kelly will be back with us soon. We'll check in with Dr. Bill in just a little bit. And the text line, 343-0106. You can drop us a line anytime. This texture said, Blue Angels Air Show in Biloxi Saturday. Wow. Of course, you had the previous weekend,
mm-hmm.
not this weekend before, in Pensacola, then the Blues over in Biloxi. We got a flyover from them. Really cool how they timed it out, too. As if you go to our Facebook page, you'll see the pictures of the president getting thrown in the water there at the rodeo site. Lou Howell, president of the 85th Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. They fire the cannon 3 times, throw the president in the water. That's how they close out the rodeo. And then right after that, here come the Blue Angels flying in formation, heading back east towards Pensacola, coming right over the rodeo site with a little air show of their own. That's cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. And who was on your Twitter feed? You took a bunch of good pictures over the weekend.
Yes.
But with the 85 in the side of their head. Now, that was for the 85th Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo, right?
So that's one of the JCs, a nameless JC at this point.
Okay.
And I saw that. Those pictures came Thursday night during the Wires mm-hmm. contest when I first showed up, and I saw, was greeting the different JCs and getting settled in there. And I saw this guy, and I said, excuse me. I have got to get a picture. And both sides. He had, you know, ADSFR on one side and 85 on the other. So we had to get him to, I took the picture and then had him turn and rotate 180 to get the other shot. Yeah, that's some of the pictures from over the weekend. And you can check them out at FM Talk 1065 on Twitter. So they're on display right there. Also, talking about, you know, what's coming up this week. I know we'll talk some city council coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. What's going to happen at Mobile City Council? A couple different votes that they may or may not table. That's on our list. Also, this story from the three big things over at FMTalk1065.com. This is a fatal story, a sad story, a scary story as well. If you've seen the images, go to the website and click through to the link, see the images of the boat that hit one of the pilings of the Bayway over the weekend. Story from WKRG said the man accused of operating a boat in a crash that killed two people was out on bond. They're learning more about Stephen Angle's past. According to jail records, Stephen Angle bonded out of jail on the charge of boating under the influence of under a bond of just $1,000. That's, you know, you have two fatalities there. And I know the bond set, if you think the person's going to show back up or not. But, I mean, this is two fatalities, an injury, and then this Stephen Angle, who driving the boat. They said a $1,000 bond was set about 10:30 last night. Angle lives in Mobile. According to jail records, this is not the first time he's had a brush with the law. Mobile County jail log indicates he was arrested in 2002 for DUI and arrested in 2005 on a charge of reckless endangerment. An official with the Alabama Law Enforcement Association says Angle was boating under the influence with three others on his boat when the boat slammed into a Bayway pylon. So, in other words, big concrete, the support there. A woman was killed on the scene. 60-year-old Bobby Darrell Lambert was critically injured and transported via helicopter before he died from his injuries. It's unknown the condition of the third person who was airlifted from the scene in serious condition. The names of the other two female victims have not been released. An Elias spokesman said Angle may face more serious charges depending on the outcome of a grand jury hearing. So there's the a tragic and fatal story of this boat hitting the Bayway piling over the weekend. You know, I was telling you off air, so I had some issues with my steering, hydraulic steering on my boat this weekend. I was leaking hydraulic fluid, so my steering was, in other words, you had to come around about 36 times left or right to start activating the steering before I could get back in and put more hydraulic fluid in it. I said, you know, we'd go underneath the bridge there that takes you from Mississippi Sound into Little Dolphin Island Bay or other places, going under the bridge, and I'd go to an idle. And of course, the kids are riding.
Mm-hmm. Why is Daddy slowing down?
I said, because Daddy doesn't have. I mean, if you hit something like that, it's obviously can be fatal. So it's a you know, in this case, you had somebody that, at least according to Aaliyah, was boating under the influence, was did not have all their faculties. I don't know what the rate of speed is, but if you see the picture of this, it's a big welded aluminum boat. Looks like an 18-foot or so welded aluminum boat. It absolutely folded up the end of that boat.
They even had to, I mean, traffic stopped on the Bayway. They had to get that life flight helicopter to land it in order to transport the victim who eventually died of his injuries. But, man, just awful yesterday.
More details on our website. Three big things. One of those stories at FMTalk1065.com. 657 coming right back. Hour number two of Mobile Mornings.